Rock Hard News with Heather and Wicket on Laser 103.3.
Poured out by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Even on a rainy day, White Claw makes for a great drink. Go grab some of the old school black cherry. It's the goat flavor. They also make vodka cocktails in a can, tequila smash cocktails in a can. It's the wave that started the wave. White Claw, bring the wave. If you want to win Knotfest tickets, I wouldn't go anywhere. All right? I'll tell you that right now. But first, every year there are certain things in the music industry that either make people happy or piss people off. And usually the one, the latter there, is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ozzy goes in, awesome. Foreigner goes in, Peter Frampton. And then people get upset when, like, Tribe Called Quest goes in, MC5, Dionne Warwick, because it's not rock and roll. I have quit getting upset about that. Also, people like to bitch about the Super Bowl halftime show, no matter who it is. But I digress. One dude who would, you know, think it'd be a cool honor to get in, despite the fact that every time these nominations come out, some rock star comes out and said, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is dead. Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold just played a couple of weeks ago here in downtown Des Moines. So that'd be kind of cool to get in.
That'd be a huge honor, absolutely, to be. When you think of all the other artists that have been inducted over the years, I mean, to put Avenged Sevenfold's name in a place next to theirs would be a huge honor. Absolutely. But you know, it's hard to say. Like, it wouldn't make or break my life, I'll put it that way. But you know, it'd certainly be a notch on the old belt if we were ever put in there. Absolutely.
The Rock Hall inductees go in October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. Every year. Doesn't matter. People always complain about death taxes, the Rock Hall of Fame, and the Super Bowl halftime show. Sammy Hagar getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was introduced yesterday.
Thank you. Simplest thing you can ever say to someone is thank you when you mean it. There's so many people that aren't here that I need to thank. You know, Eddie Van Halen, Ronnie Montrose, Ed Leffler, my old manager. People like that did a lot for my musical songwriting and breaks in life. And there's just so many people to thank. I just want to say from where I started, I'm most proud of being from Fontana, California. Started out with nothing. We never owned a home. We barely owned a car. Alcoholic father, abusive. My mother raised four kids without an education. When I was young, that used to embarrass me. But now, I'm so proud of that. To be here with that star and come from nothing, that makes me proud.
Dude sold 50 million records worldwide. Of course, he was front man for Van Halen for a long time. But he gets his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, he gets his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. So congratulations to one of our favorites, Sammy Hagar, out there in L.A. It's your Rock Hard News. It's poured out by White Claw Hard Seltzer. Grab some of that old school black cherry. It is the goat flavor. Surf flavors are fantastic, especially on a rainy day. Grab yourself some White Claw. Just stay inside, all right? White Claw, it's the wave that started the wave. Bring the wave.